And welcome to our show, Geeks Are Wired Podcast, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. This week, we have Anthony.
Hello, hello, hello.
And Anna.
Yep, that's me.
And Ted.
For a less good time, push 6. Beep.
You've chosen 6.
And me, Bill.
Yay, Bill.
Apparently, you're the number 6 option. I'm sorry.
Bill. Nah. Bill. Bill.
I'm the number 6.
Bill.
On this side, explain it to the listeners, we had a voice caller. They just kind of talked into the... We're not going to play it.
No, we're not.
But they're like, for this good time, press 6, beep. And that's what happened.
So if you're wondering if we were actually... listening, like wanting people to call, we do,
yeah.
And we listened.
We do.
We just can't respond to this one because it's nothing to respond to.
Yeah. But so. You can call in.
Yeah.
At 801-896-4335.
And if you'd like to leave more lead messages, that's fine.
Yeah, we'll listen to your messages. If you have questions,
just don't hypnotize us, please.
That'd be helpful.
And, hey, Bill, what's that about Patreon?
When we have a Patreon page, and it's patreon.com/geeksarewired, and you can get access to our podcasts early, and you can also chat with us on the Discord page.
If you Patreon enough.
If you Patreon, depending on your patronage.
Yes, your patronage.
But with that, we'll get into this week's fun stuff. And a correction from last week.
What's the correction?
Correction is the AMC Stubs A-List.
Oh, yeah. It's weekly, not monthly.
Correct.
Three movies a week.
Does that... So, I guess we don't know this part yet, but...
I know quite a bit about it. What's your question?
Oh, okay.
I've actually done quite a bit of research on this.
Oh, ever since I brought that to your attention. And because Joey or somebody brought that to my attention or something. I don't remember who.
We did more research. We found out more.
So,
I dug through...
My question is...
And also, it's not just a news article.
Yes. My question is... The amount of... So, you can see 3 movies a week.
Correct.
Could you see the same 3 movie... Or the same movie 3 times in 1 week?
Correct.
Could you see it 12 times in a month?
Correct.
Okay. So, that's over a movie pass.
And movie pass is changing. We have changes
yep.
on that.
Got an email for that one, and I think it's directly related to this.
Oh, there's so much more. There's so much, and there's another movie pass company coming out too.
Ooh,
we're getting to that in a moment. But okay, so
wait, I have another
happening.
Question.
What?
What if the hippopotamus doesn't want to wear a tutu?
Well, then he can wear a 3-3.
Oh, okay.
What about a 4-4?
Or he can wear a 4-4.
Or about a 1-1.
That might be a little small.
Yeah. All right.
So with AMC's this. The $20 a month you pay goes towards your okay. So if you have the AMC Stubs Plus program, it's like $15 a year.
Mm-hmm.
That gets put on pause until you cancel your whatever it's called again, the A-list one.
So you can't have both.
Well, no, you.
Or do you get the benefits of both?
You get the benefits. That's why the Stubs Plus pauses mm-hmm. because you get Stubs Plus under the A-list. And also you have to sign up initially for 3 months. That's the other thing is Stubs, 3 months minimum, you're stuck in.
Mm-hmm.
Then if you can't, or if you stop your A-list, what you have left on your Stubs Plus ends up continuing on.
So you get you extend it for 3 months basically if you just keep the minimum from the...
Correct. I couldn't find anything about cancellation, how long you have to be canceled, like movie pass. If you cancel, you have to stay out for 9 months. Didn't see anything on that, at least not yet. This covers the IMAX movies. This covers Dolby Digital. This covers Real D3D. It does not cover their VR movies.
They apparently, have VR movies?
Apparently they have VR movies, just not here.
Huh.
It does
not
cover
but...
their special showings. So the $20 I dropped for this first showing of Solo is not covered under this.
Why?
It's part of their thing. I can watch Solo. I just have to watch a non-special feature. So
what would the special? So what's a special feature?
I get.
He got a fancy coin.
Well, I got fancy dice.
All right.
I got fancy dice, a popcorn, and
Is that that?
No, that, okay. It's hanging in my car.
I was pointing at dice.
Oh, no,
I was
going to
say they are not very fancy looking.
No, they're not. No, they're also, they're like dangly things. You saw the movie.
Dangly things. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, they're what he hangs on his...
Oh, the necklace thingy. No, those are dice.
Yeah, those are dice. But they're
attached. Oh, it is still the necklace thingy. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, cool. That's cool. Where are they at?
In my car.
Yeah.
Of course. They were at work, but they're in their own car. Also does not cover the opera, cover their live movie or live sports events.
The opera?
They show opera. They show a lot of special events in different areas, not in Pocatello.
Or anywhere near here. Because I've never heard of that.
I've seen them advertise it, but never seen it get here. Which, so that means if I want, because I like going to those special events.
Yeah.
I don't mind paying my $10. If I did that through AMC, I'd have to pay
the whole thing.
40. I'd pay 20 plus. See, at least MoviePass is $10, so it's a loss, but it's not a bad loss.
I thought with MoviePass you weren't supposed to even do that.
No, I can't use my MoviePass to watch that special showing. Uh-huh. But I'm paying $20, but I'm still only paying $10 for the MoviePass.
Oh.
So I don't feel like I'm losing.
Got it.
Also, the $20 on your MoviePass does go towards your Stubbs points. So at $1 or 100 points per dollar. So you're guaranteed 2,000 points a month.
What, on the Stubbs?
Uh-huh.
But you don't get points for the movie.
If
you do not get points for the movies you watch, because, well, unless you're paying for them directly. Like I said, the big features or whatever.
But for the people who go to movies a lot, this is probably
second best to MoviePass.
Depends.
Actually, there's the other one. Yeah, let's go with the other one.
Are we going to go with the other one, or are we going to talk about the new stuff with MoviePass? Since we were just talking about MoviePass.
I know. There's so many choices. So much happened.
Let's talk about the MoviePass.
Okay, let's talk about MoviePass.
And then we can go to the other one.
So,
because I don't know anything about that one yet.
New stuff with MoviePass.
Oh, you just pasted the email.
I just pasted the email into the show notes. Okay. I was pondering how to do this.
The revolution is happening now.
It's what it says, yes. You can now... So, there are going to be three different upgrades to their base $9.95 service.
You got Bring a Guest, which MoviePass members will be able to purchase extra tickets to a showing of a movie right through the MoviePass app, so you can seamlessly reserve seats for you and your friends, so you can actually reserve seats now. That's one thing.
Wait, at certain theaters,
at certain theaters,
obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're...
And if the theater participates.
All right, yeah, there's that. And then, on that same one,
if they sign up
for it within 24 hours, they refund the entire cost of the ticket to you.
Correct.
So, I'm not sure how lengthy that process will be, but... Or, like, how easy it'll be, but... That's an option.
Well, I'm sure with you buying the ticket, you could give them the friend reference code.
And then the peak pricing thing kind of confused me. You want to explain that one?
So the peak pricing. So you want to watch that new movie, the first showing of the night it comes out.
The 7 o'clock showing?
Yeah.
On Thursday night?
Mm-hmm. It, depending on how big that movie is and how packed it is, you might have to pay more for it now through your MoviePass app. If you don't want to pay more, choose a different time and different day. So watch it later.
That seems like an interesting stand.
I know.
I'm not sure.
Capitalism, baby. Supply and demand.
This is where AMC is slowly starting to...
Well, this is probably one of the reasons that AMC was crabby about it is that, you know, you get like a busy premiere and all of a sudden there are a lot more people coming to see it because they've got MoviePass and they can. Right.
Yeah, but
because again,
depending on how they do this, because it's the theater who like controls the price.
So you're saying that the upcharge would be because the theater is charging more?
It could be, and that's
the only thing that makes sense to me. I mean, MoviePass has no incentive to raise the price. Because of that,
it's kind of curious too, because we have a local theater who kind of does that, and I think it's kind of shady. They charge more if you're a MoviePass person. Just because you have a card, but because you're a MoviePass person, which they shouldn't be able... Like, that's kind of shady.
Well, okay, but they charge MoviePass more because they told MoviePass that's how much their tickets are. So, yes.
I still think it's kind of shady.
It is. Here's the other thing, though.
Slim Shady.
If you're one of the lucky many that signed up for an annual or quarterly package through MoviePass,
mm-hmm.
you don't see that upcharge until your annual or quarterly subscription ends.
That's weird, because that was even cheaper for them.
Yes.
Well, yeah, but they entered into a contract for a certain amount of time. No, they did. They
I know. I know.
Did.
I'm not saying they didn't.
So,
it's just
so they have to grandfather them in until it expires.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that's saying.
I guess so. Yeah, fair enough.
So that happened, especially where I sit on and or monthly instead.
They
of,
don't even say how much the small fee is.
I think it depends because it varies. It does vary depending on the event and the movie and stuff like that. Which also means that, oh, and then the third part is premium showings. So MoviePass members will
you
can on
get
any
your dice.
Plan, you can well, yeah, you could you can get access to 3D movies, IMAX, 2D, 3D, and other premium large format showings, any film for an additional upgrade fee. Which means it sounds like MoviePass will collect the charge, not the local theater.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you don't know what's going on behind the scenes, so they could be charging MoviePass more, and then
like
MoviePass is just
theater?
Moving that charge up to you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you never know where these things go.
Yeah, but and there's no like release date on all this. It just says it will be rolling out to
in the next
everyone weeks. In the next couple of weeks. I don't know if it's like a slow rollout or if it's going
to
be everybody.
Well, they said to say slowly roll it out.
Yeah, it does say that. Okay. I missed that word. That's what I get for skimming again. I already
we were
had
just,
a problem today.
We were just talking about that in the car on the way home from lunch. That, like, sometimes you'll just want a little bit of information or something, so you skim it and you can't see it. And you skim it again, and you just don't want to freaking read the whole thing. And so you skim it, like, four or five times, and you're like, fine, I will read the stinking thing. And then the information you wanted is in the first freaking sentence. And you're like,
and usually you'll end up reading like the word before it and after it, but not the actual word that you were looking for.
Oh, that's even more fun.
The keyword. Yeah. That's happened to me today.
Ugh, so frustrating.
So,
yeah. So I'm pretty positive this is a direct result. They were probably planning this, but AMC's push probably made them push this out faster.
But the only thing is this means that they can make more money out of it, because that's the other thing is also, if I use, like, when I watch the special showing of Solo, I can still only watch Solo using my MoviePass once.
Yeah.
Which means if I use it on the special showing, now I cannot watch it at a regular. Because I've already watched it twice, because mm-hmm. I paid for the special showing, and then I turned around and used MoviePass on a normal showing.
I wonder if they're going to get rid of that part.
Honestly, where they're bringing in 3D and all that, I don't see why not.
Yeah.
If they're going to start charging for all these little things.
If you see the 3D showing, does the 2D showing now count as another kind of showing?
It's still the same movie, though, which sucks.
But, yeah. I don't know.
That's one less D.
And they'll finally get the... Maybe they'll finally add like concessions on this at some point. Or they're just slowly opening it up.
You're saying that MoviePass will charge us for concessions?
No, well, you can pay with it. Pay with it or something.
I can see it. Maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know, but they're also making money off of, concessions. But this is going to, what I'm more impressed with is that usually the big players and stuff like when technology moves along or when new things like this come along, like look at digital movies, digital music and all this, usually the big players are very fighting it.
Mm-hmm.
AMC was. They stood up. They were like, no. A year later, they released their own. I'm kind of impressed with AMC.
And how fast they did it, or that they did it at all?
That they did it, and it's not 10 years later, or it's not 5 years later. It's
where it's just too little too late.
Because they don't want to be Blockbuster.
Ah, there you go.
You got to learn the lessons.
That's a good point.
Yeah. And also, if MoviePass is getting closer and closer to actually hitting their number. If they hit their number, they actually will be able to be
they can bully.
Push. Yeah, they can start. And so this kind of like, I think this is trying to slow everybody down. Another company that's doing it is Alamo Drafthouse. I don't know if you've ever heard of this company.
I've heard of the Alamo.
They sell beer, right? To Hank Hill.
I'm sure they do that in some of theirs, yes. Actually, some of the AMCs do, too.
No, that was that a King of the Hill joke?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Oh.
That's why I said I've heard of the Alamo.
Oh.
Propane.
Propane.
So, this one, the Alamo Draft House is a chain based out of Austin, Texas. They're going to start it out in their Yonkers, New York location, starting July 18th. Obviously, they're very popular for having double features and these epic showings of, these really big special showings.
Okay.
So, as of right now, there's lots of no information.
Mm-hmm. Not even a price.
No price, no nothing. They said the Alamo Draft House location, they're going to let their Alamo Victory loyalty members know first. Then there's just, it sounds like that this is another chain that is doing something that MoviePass is doing. This is another MoviePass, both a name brand and what it is.
Yeah.
That's Wait, cool. Is it the theater or is it like an AMC deal or is it a
this Alamo thing Draft House?
It's
a chain.
Well, that's what I'm saying, because you're saying it's like a MoviePass, but it sounds like more like an AMC thing.
Well, that's what I'm saying, that the AMC's thing is this, it is a movie pass because you can watch movies. Literally, but the name movie pass is like, it's
pretty generic.
It is what it is, but it's also the name brand.
Yeah.
But the thing is that it's only for that theater. Correct. So it's not the same thing.
So it's a movie like pass
for... And this one's even only for that city.
For starting.
For the starting, yeah.
For the very, very start.
And it may be a lot. When MoviePass first came out, it was what? It was a lot of money per month.
Like
$600.
$50 a month.
Yeah.
That's close.
But they probably didn't have as many restrictions on it when it first started.
No, you still couldn't watch 3D movies. You still couldn't.
Really?
You still had to take pictures of your ticket. And if you used it for special movies, because they didn't, I don't think they really cared about it as much, because I heard a lot of people before when it was $50 a month.
Mm-hmm.
They got they just got upcharges. They would go watch specialty movies, but they had to pay the difference. Technically, yeah. It's against the terms and conditions, but it happens all the time.
We used to be able to do that. Actually, we still can.
No, we can again, but now it sounds like MoviePass is taking the brunt of it instead of the consumer afterwards.
I don't know.
It's still weird. Because it's still weird that I have to pay extra money and directly to the theater, and I can't use that as my points. Because I'm still paying out of pocket.
Yeah, they like swipe it twice. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah.
But that's probably because MoviePass only, like when you check in, they only approve like $10, I think.
It's whatever their max for the time period. That's why if you go watch a matinee higher movie, you don't get the upcharge because matinee movies are cheaper.
Yeah. So
also with that, with MoviePass, you could probably go watch an IMAX matinee. Now that it's approved, you won't be charged extra.
Ooh. I wish we had nice theaters. Yeah. Nonetheless, there's a huge blow from...
We'll get more of your friends to move here and then we'll get a better theater.
There you go.
I don't think
that'll maybe a VR a theater.
I'll just go to IF. They have the nice movie theater.
Yeah.
Or and special it's concessions.
Hey, they got shiny floors and shiny ceilings, and it might just be the floors.
Speaking of shiny, I thought I caught a shiny Pokemon, but I didn't.
It was just
from the Alola region.
Aloha Pokemon Rattata.
Aloha. Aloha.
The Rattata with a mustache?
Yes.
There's also a Mewth that's purple.
Isn't that cast form also from there? It was kind of a darker one.
The cast form that I got this morning, you mean? It looked the same as the other cast forms, I thought. But yes, they've rolled out like special Pokemon that aren't shiny, but they look different. And the Rattata is super cute. When you evolve him to Eradicate, he's like extra chubby and way cute. Love it.
I need to.
Which is uncommon for most of them.
Yeah.
Usually.
Yeah, usually the original evolution is the cute one, and then they get meaner from there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. More people jumping up to the task to try to help get some of that money that MoviePass has been hogging.
Mm. Well, so that's basically what it is. Like I said, is that the industry is stepping up instead of just fighting.
Which is nice because ticket prices have been going up.
Yeah.
A lot.
I like the idea of competition, especially if there's like more companies coming out and actually applying a different twist of how they're actually offering these different movie options.
Right. Well, right now there's still only one that's independent, like you can use anywhere, but
yeah,
that will probably change over time.
Yeah, I can see that because with MoviePass, it's nice if you're in an area with lots of theaters or you're close enough to other theaters. Otherwise, you know, so there's plenty of areas that there is one theater. That is all you have. That is all there is for miles upon miles. If it's worth it. And I have to admit that with the MoviePass, I'm going to have to like start looking at it a little bit more because AMC's, it kind of sucks that I can't use it on specialty movies, but depending on how much MoviePass ends up charging me, it might start, especially to watch the movie Thursday night.
Yeah. It might be worth the AMC one.
Yeah. If they charge me like $10 once, it suddenly might be worth it just to jump ship to AMC.
Well, no, at that point, it's worth it.
What if we don't record the podcast on Fridays? Thursday night's less important.
True.
I mean, some of you still want to see like right away.
You got to avoid the spoilers that inevitably come out.
But you know,
just kidding. That's the trailers nowadays.
Sometimes.
A lot of times.
Yeah.
Yeah. So fun.
Right.
We're gonna talk about Madame A now.
Yes, we're gonna talk about Amazon's assistant, the name that shall not be named. We call her Madame A.
What do you mean, Alexa?
You can also say that.
Shut up.
Hey. Never mind.
Yes, the name who shall not be named.
Voldemort, you mean?
No. Amazon's assistant.
Oh.
You mean okay.
The
Google.
Other one.
You.
Are really you. Bad today. Cortana. Hey, Siri.
I don't think those
Did
work.
We get all of them? Yeah, hey, Siri works. Mine probably just triggered, actually.
And actually,
it didn't because it was in my pocket.
With Cortana, you say "Hey, Elsa."
Oh, that's you've noticed.
Hey, Elsa. Okay.
No one talks to Cortana. So.
You have to say "Hey, Elsa."
No.
Don't forget Bixby.
Oh yeah, there's Bixby too, the redheaded stepchild.
I hate that button on my phone. Ever since I got it, like 2 weeks ago.
There's a button for it.
There's a Bixby button.
That there's sucks. The button, and you I have to hit it all the time.
You have to sign up for Samsung, like. Blah, 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 in order to disable the Bixby button. It's ridiculous.
So, funny thing. Apparently, the next version of Samsung's is supposed to have a lot less Samsung bloatware. Their next phones or flagships are coming out with.
So, are they going to be more out-of-the-box Android?
That's what
or are they still going to have the... I can't remember the name of the software they have on the top of that.
Well, it sounds like they're pushing more towards out-of-the-box Google. Box Android.
Yeah, I don't remember the name of their OS. Well, their overlay of the OS, but yeah. That's cool. Maybe.
Ubuntu?
A lot of people, no. Ubuntu is a Linux OS, which I guess Android is too, technically, but...
It's a distribution.
Yeah, it's a Linux distribution.
So back on Amazon.
Yeah.
Amazon's trying to beat everybody to market to make sure you are used to them
in the hotels
everywhere, but they're moving with hotels first. So they're moving into the Marriott hotels. They're going to start. So Marriott's also been ahead of the game on most of this stuff.
So it's Amazon and the Gidgens. No, nothing.
I don't know what you're getting at.
You don't know who puts the Bibles in hotel rooms?
Nope.
What kind of a Bible is it?
New King James, along right next to the Book of Mormon in the...
a Gidgens Bible.
Oh.
Like the song, you know?
No.
Rocky Raccoon.
Went up to his room.
No.
Only to find...
Gidgens Bible.
Wow.
I'm glad you two are on the same wavelength.
That's because we love each other.
I think we may have the show title.
Sometimes.
Gidgens.
Wow. Bible. So it turns out Bill doesn't know how to spell Gideon's Bible.
Oh, I forgot the S.
Gideon's? Gideon's?
Is that how you spell it?
No.
No, it's not even remotely close.
Are you going to leave it that way anyways? It might be extra funny.
Gideon's Bible.
Gideon's.
Oh, my space goat.
Leave it.
Gideon's. Man, you're
there
making,
we go. We're sticking with it.
You're making it even worse.
It is awesome.
As long as it's not like a slang of some sort, we're good.
We should probably spell check that, you know, do a search on.
Yeah, search that and
you know, that
real quick.
I was going to say, did you mean I'm a horrible racist?
Apparently, it's the most epic self-promotion ever made in history. And apparently, what it's some it? Random Instagram page.
Huh. All right.
We're sticking with it. It doesn't seem bad at the moment.
G.I. Gens.
Exactly. All right. So.
Bill.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
With, so, Marriott's been ahead on a lot of stuff because they've also done the, you can put on your Netflix account onto their TVs and everything. And when you check out, it clears it all out.
Interesting.
There's not a lot of explanation whether you need to put your Amazon account on this Echo or it's just going to have a generic one. But they're saying they're not going to record anything, so you are in the trust of Amazon. Apparently, all the information is going to be deleted after you leave. But this is also at... This isn't just at low-level Marriotts. This is going to be at the select Marriott hotels, you know, the... Westin Resort, St. George Hotels.
Okay.
Autograph collection. So basically, whenever you go on to conferences for your places or for clubs and organizations, these will be the ones they'll be at.
Oh, apparently the Wynn has them as well.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Also owned by Marriott.
That makes sense. I didn't know that was owned by Marriott.
So much Wynn.
Get it? It's because it's not spelled Win. It's not spelled just, W-I-N.
Just occurred to me that that's probably why they named it that.
I think Win's the last name of the person who set it up. Actually, maybe not. I could be. I'm not gonna go with that because I've never looked that up.
We're just gonna say it, so it's online now. Guess what?
Yeah, I know.
It's true. Oh, so the recordings are deleted daily.
Yeah, and they will have some hotel specific questions.
Yes, which is also
like
nice.
Like when the pool closes.
Well, it's also nice because when you walk into your hotel room, you don't have no clue where the light switches are.
Yeah, so you can just be like, Madam A, please turn on the lights.
Exactly.
And then it'll be like, okay, turning on the AC.
Or then at night you could be like, Alexa, lights off. And then all the lights would turn off.
You are
I think I might.
Really bad.
No, he was joking around about, I should go back through all the podcasts every time he says the bad word. I put in like, Madam, hey. You know, like really bad over, you know, voiceover. All right. You can tell it's not Ted.
All right. Yeah.
It also is offering Ted Talks. Not our Ted talking, but the other Ted Talks.
My talks are much less informative.
No, not always.
Not nearly as entertaining.
Nah, that's depending on the kind of entertainment you're going for.
You're still entertaining.
Oh, I love you guys.
I think you're semi-informative.
Like, yeah, if you're trying to be informative and that being that kind of entertainment, like, oh man, that was a good learning lesson. Usually not, but if you're going for, oh man, this guy's, he's really telling that funny joke that makes me want to.
Stab myself in the face.
I'm slapping my elbow.
That works.
It's a knee slapper. Except so, for I'm slapping my... Anyways.
What will happen is this will get you used to the device being out there.
So that it's your go-to whenever you go buy one?
Exactly.
Are you still...
I'm going to boil your teeth.
No! That is the worst...
Wow.
...thing to say to someone.
But yeah, I also can turn
I'm sorry, I was just angry. I keep interrupting you, Bill. I apologize. Please don't boil my teeth.
So I hope it also turns on the TV.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be nice. I'm used to that.
Will it do it with a Harmony Hub integration?
I don't know. Well, it currently does, but I don't know what they're going to do with it. Because I think this is going to be the introduction to everything. Which I also could see a lot of people going in. and just unplugging it.
Or hitting the mute button, if they can even see it.
If they're...
It said, like, I don't even, it doesn't even say that it's going to be on, like, a countertop somewhere. It yeah. might just be, it just might be tucked into a wall.
Yeah, or, like, hanging from the ceiling.
Or plugged into, like, the PA system they have in a lot of hotel rooms now.
It could replace the PA system.
Oh. Remember when the alarm went off in
yeah,
the hotel?
Yeah, that's actually what I was thinking of.
Oh, it was so awesome.
Hey, just wait until it laughs at you.
Oh, the misplaced, evil-sounding laughter?
Mm-hmm. The entire hotel just wakes up because they just start laughing. But yeah, so you're supposed to be able to control thermostat, blinds, lights,
request housekeeping. If it did like a temporary like account, like you gave it a token and then you just authorized yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, after a little while, it stops.
Because then cool. you could like order your stuff on Amazon. So yeah. you could actually use it for.
And I could see them stuff. Doing that because. Mm-hmm. If you have one click enabled, as long as they can yeah. verify it's your voice, I think you can just order stuff yeah. now.
Yes.
But yeah. It'd be kind of cool. Maybe. It might be really annoying, but time will tell.
I'm slightly excited. I go to hotel rooms. I get very annoyed, especially when I start talking to my TV and my lights, and they don't do anything.
Do you really do that?
I have.
Oh, gosh.
I've been like, lights on! I'm still in the dark.
That won't. Just saying lights on doesn't do anything, even with the Madam A.
Ah,
you gotta say.
What is with our assistants nowadays?
They're not. Well, unless you want them always listening, then they're not gonna know.
I really don't care.
The other morning, Anna came up and she was like, "Ted, why are you holding a pistol?" And I'm like, "Decepticons." And she laughed. I laughed. The toaster laughed. So I shot the toaster.
Why did you hurt your poor toaster?
It was a Decepticon. I'm actually surprised you didn't go with the radio.
Yeah. So, speaking of Decepticons.
Madam A laughed. I shot her.
That's the most likely one to happen too, so it's even extra funny. Yeah, just speaking of Decepticons, what'd you think of that, the new Transformers movie? Because, of course, they're making another one.
Was it a reboot? I was confused.
I don't know. Like, Bumblebee looks different.
Well, I mean,
because they got the rights to, like, classic Bug. That's why.
He still can't talk, right? Or it. Well, I'm going to go it.
It didn't talk.
Also, it looked like there was a weird, like, relationship thing going on. I don't know how to feel about that one.
That's okay. We were introduced to that in... Freaking Solo, so
I'd have to see more trailers to decide whether or not it would be a good show.
It is a Bumblebee movie. It is not a Transformers.
It doesn't have actual cannibal Shia LaBeouf filling Bumblebee every 5 minutes, so it
actual cannibal Shia LaBeouf.
And it also is not going to be directed by
Michael Bay.
Yeah,
and it's got John Cena do on it.
And his name was John Cena.
Do, 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 do.
Thank you. All right. Yeah, that was, sorry. That was a weird segue. And we're here.
Hey. That'll happen.
You should probably put this in the show notes, too. Unless, I guess people could look it up, too.
We can always put something about Bumblebee.
G-Unit. Play the new Star Wars show.
You should have that link to something else that would make people really mad, because it'd be funny.
Anthony, do you want to watch Bumblebee?
I don't know. It might be, considering the last couple of Transformers movies have been, you know, less than...
No, Michael Bay.
Oh, okay, maybe. I might watch this one then.
I don't know. The Transformers movies have always just been about robots fighting. And
if you like,
I guess if that's all you're going for,
if
fair
you're
enough.
If you're
looking
for robots fighting, you're good. It's not like the plot was so amazing in the old cartoon or anything.
You know, yeah, I'll resend that because I've argued the same thing about Pacific Rim.
And Jurassic Park.
And, well, just Pacific Rim. If you're
There's
just
no
going...
robots fighting in Jurassic Park.
If you go watch the Jurassic Park movie to go see a bunch of dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Doing dinosaur things.
If you're going to watch Pacific Rim expecting a good story... probably not going to get it. But if you're just going to watch huge robots fight, you're going to love it. So I resend my objection to Transformers. If you're just watching it for to see robots fight, there you go. So thank you.
It looks like that film cover on IMDb for Bumblebee. It kind of reminds me of Iron Giant.
Oh, yeah. And it does kind of have that feel.
It almost looks like the kid or whoever that character is right next to the giant wants to be friends.
They should be holding hands.
They
want to
be more than friends. You saw the trailer. She might be want to be more than friends.
It looks like they're watching the sunset.
Yeah. It is pretty. Over
Every
the ocean.
Adventure has a beginning.
And an end. Dun, dun, dun.
Hey, every beginning comes from some other beginning's end. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Yes.
Last call for drinks.
I killed it all.
Last call for drinks. That's in that song, isn't there? Isn't it?
So, podcast.
Closing time.
Podcasts.
Okay. hey, podcasts.
We can play Google Podcasts everywhere. iOS, Home Mini, and more.
So the nice thing, okay, Google came out with their official podcast app.
Mm-hmm.
It is actually not in from your Google Music. The nice thing about it is it ties into, you can play it off of your Google Home, Google Home Mini, and you can barely get it on iOS. I haven't looked. But it's a very, very simple podcasting app.
So all you have to do is just be like, hey, Google, play Geeks Are Wired.
Exactly.
Okay.
And you can pause it, and mm-hmm. you can resume right where you were, so you can play it on one device, change it to a different device.
Okay, Google, play the podcast Geeks Are Wired.
I think you have to download the podcast app.
Dang it.
Yeah.
I wanted to hear that. I hear it's a good podcast.
We're so bad on this podcast.
And we also just got approved. We are officially on Spotify. So now you can listen to us on Spotify. That got approved. We were in the queue. Apparently, Spotify has been available for some time. We finally got going. We finally said yes, and then we had to wait. Because apparently,
Let
once you
check
say
the other
go.
Place that I was looking at earlier.
Yeah, we're on like quite a few places. So you can find us on
so
iTunes.
Is it the Google Podcast?
It is the Google
from
Podcast.
Google app. LLC.
Exactly. Is this another thing they'll shut down in 2 years?
I don't know. We're in another round. So we've been around for like, 6 years now? We're in another round of podcasts are cool and everyone's making them, which I don't mind. They're cool. So that's why we make them. But they...
I thought
we've
been
doing it for 6 years.
I thought we did it because you pay me.
Yeah. And looks just like, hey, Ted. What's up?
He winks at me. I like it.
I'm creeped out. I'm across from them.
Hey, Anthony. So,
no.
What's up?
No.
Wink, wink.
No. We're still not on Plex yet.
Oh, yeah. Plex? No, Plex is a different...
Plex is weird.
You have to pull the RSS feed.
Yeah, you have to add it manually.
Mm-hmm. So,
but once you add the RSS feed, it'll work like normal, right?
For you.
For...
Not for everybody, because we are on Plex... you cannot pull from the person who put it on. So you on your Plex server have to put it up through the RSS feed.
But it's supposed to work without a Plex server. Like if you're just on the web, it should just work.
I know we're on Plex.
I know.
But
I mean, yeah, but you just have to add it.
The podcasts are kind of like Plex opened it up so you could do it, but it didn't like open it up to like push them out to everybody.
Oh no. That's what I meant.
Yeah. So there's no insurgent of podcasts. There's plenty of podcasts out there. There's plenty of podcast options. And I don't know where you're going.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, you want to click buttons?
Yeah. I apparently wasn't over far enough.
We have 0 subscribers through Spotify.
Oh, so we're not trending.
Oh, well.
That's okay. For now.
But... So the Google one, though, it's very simple. It's here it is. You can have it deleted after so much time. You can subscribe to these. It's not like iTunes where you vote It, you know, I mean, it is a, yeah, at this moment, it is a very, very simple podcast app. It works. So it's
probably like the Apple podcast app that they've had for years. Maybe better.
You mean iTunes? Or Apple's?
No.
Apple's, yeah, Apple's, you can still go in and, like, I thought you could go in and rate everybody and all that.
That's all I see whenever I...
Oh.
Yeah, it just looks like that.
You can't, like...
And the dots. And there's remove, start episode, play next, and share episode. That's it.
Oh. Does it auto-download or auto-delete episodes?
I could probably set it up to do that. I don't.
Google's, but... you can. The only thing is, there's... Because, like, our listeners are more...
Yeah, you can save it.
Not on iTunes. And the thing is, iTunes did hold a lot of the podcast apps for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
It's moving off.
Yeah.
There's so many places you can get your podcast nowadays.
Which is both good and bad, I Why? Think. Because...
Anthony doesn't like variety. He prefers monopolies.
No.
Typical millennial.
What I meant was you can't search one spot for a pod. Like, if you're wanting new podcasts and you're not everywhere, it kind of makes it hard to find you.
That's the other nice thing about having the RSS feed and everything.
Yeah.
And,
but yes, you have to know about it, too.
True. And that is one of the reasons why we were on Spotify for the longest time. I didn't know that was an option. We are on the Google. I did double check this. We are on the Google Play podcast app.
I just verified it. You can't find it by searching geeks, but you can find it by searching Geeks Are Wired.
There you go. There's a lot of geeks podcasts. Yeah.
There was one that was called Fantastic Geeks and Where to Find Them.
That's another movie I'm excited to see.
Sorry, there is.
Oh, my space got me too. Oh, Harry Potter. I still need to buy that freaking Cursed Child. Although a lot of people have decided. I think the fandom at large has decided that that the Cursed Child just isn't really Harry Potter. It's like fanfic written by the author.
Yeah. But yeah, podcast app on Google. You can download it.
It's another way to get your podcast.
Get your podcast fix.
So you can listen to through your Echoes, through your Googles. Through your phones.
Can you listen it through your Echoes?
Yeah, because the Echoes use Stitcher? No, I forget what they use, but we're on it.
Oh, you mean without... Okay, I thought you meant using the app, the Google app.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Not that.
Okay.
What are we... I don't know, we're... Pandora? No, I don't think of Pandora.
I don't think Pandora does podcasts yet.
With somebody, but I think it might be TuneIn Radio.
Slacker?
I don't remember.
Maybe it's TuneIn.
I know. I've had to push our podcast to lots and lots of things, and that's. I admit that would what would be nice is this. Everyone just went RSS. Like,
just have
feed.
A central repository.
Yeah, here's the RSS feed. Go, grab it. Done.
And then you just push to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just works.
Yeah. So, moving on to something else. That right there, even though it doesn't look like it, and you can reference the show notes for this, I guess, is a computer next to a grain of rice. It doesn't look like a grain of rice. It looks like just not a grain of rice.
A ball of wax.
Yeah, it looks like a ball of, like a big ball of wax, but next to it is a tiny computer.
Yes, which is impressive that we've gotten our
next computers. To a single grain of rice.
And the grain of rice is bigger.
Way bigger.
So it's a temperature sensing computer that measures as the size of it is 0.04 cubic millimeters.
Just like mind boggling how small that is.
Yes. So the idea is you can actually put this into the body and have it check temperature, look for, you know, how effective.
How does it even power itself?
It's so small, it doesn't need a lot of power, dude.
I know, but still, like, you can't put a battery. Like, does it just power itself through the great antenna it has
on it?
We're
at the beginning of the Matrix. It uses the heat of the human body.
I mean, the thing is that small, it could.
You think it's got a little steam engine in it?
No, like, you can power,
nano
like,
steampunk.
If you got a... Yeah, I got what you're going with, but...
Like, it was funny to me!
If you have a wire that's long enough, teeth. You can... Stop saying that. you have a, like, if you have a wire that's like, I don't know, 100 to 200 feet, you can power a clock radio with it. Just by the radio, just the airwaves that are going through it.
Oh.
That's what I was going with.
Okay.
So.
I don't know when it happened, but season 3 of Rick and Morty is on Hulu.
Oh.
I noticed last night.
You are so random today.
Wait,
so
season 3?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Pickle Rick.
Yeah.
Okay. It wasn't on there for a long time, and I don't know when they added it because it never notified me, but it's on there now.
Interesting.
And Pickle Rick.
Because I only watched up to Pickle Rick. I didn't watch any of the others.
It's a pretty good season, actually.
Yeah. It looked good, and then I didn't.
But yeah. Can you go back to that article? I was going to read something on it.
Oh, were you going to look for, like...
There was a sentence that I was going to read.
Read it.
I don't know what it said now.
The science limitations forced researchers to get creative to reduce the effect of light. They switched from diodes to switch capacitors and had to fight the relative increase in electronic noise that comes from running on a device that uses so little power.
Okay, so I kind of remember what I was going to say now. So the device is so small that you can use it to measure temperature of cells, like a group of cells.
Mm-hmm.
That's
the result tiny. Is a sensor that can measure changes in extremely small regions, like a group of cells in your body. Science has suspected that
that's
tumors
the sentence
are
slightly hotter
than
actually.
The healthy tissue.
How did you find it?
It's been very difficult to verify this until now. Just control F, dude. Jeez.
I don't have a keyboard in front of me.
He skimmed it.
I bound, do, bound but keywords. It's in the wrong. It's the other way around.
You'd have to type upside down.
Yeah, I'm not about that.
No.
But it looks like it can be used with oil reservoir monitoring and cancer studies and, you know, a whole bunch of other stuff like tiny snail studies.
Mm.
It's important to study things that destroy our farmlands.
Well, also, because you could find out how good the cancer treatment is working.
Yeah.
Or you could highly localize cancer treatments.
Oh, this is just good applications of just the tiny computer in general, not necessarily the temperature sensing one,
mm-hmm.
but like ones that could measure humidity or...
Actually, you still could do that with this one because you could see with it being close to the cancer cells how much heat is given off compared to the rest of the body, or I'm sure there might be a temperature change.
Yeah, that's a good point. So are we reaching a nanobot level now almost?
I think this is past the nanobot level.
Well, nanobots you can't see.
Oh.
This one you could technically see.
I don't know.
I don't know if I could see that small. I would probably not see this computer and accidentally step on it. There are bugs. Tiny bugs that are smaller or that are bigger than this.
Yeah, but there's probably bugs that are smaller than this too.
Well, yeah.
Alexa, how small is the world's smallest bug?
We don't have one of those in here. And no, the speakers out in outside the podcast room are not smart speakers. But with that, we're gonna wrap up the podcast.
Remember when I thought that your speakers were smart speakers and I was yelling at it trying to get it to respond to me?
Yeah.
That was a good day.
That was a good day.
Anthony.
Last words. Come back to me.
Anna.
We have talked about Bumblebee as being the Iron Giant, and then we have this tiny, small computer.
For the worst time possible, please press 6 now. Beep!
Alright, so, fairy flies are very tiny insects, like most wasps. They generally range from... There was a certain type of wasps. I don't know the word, though. They range from 0.5 to 1.0 millimeters long. They include the world's smallest known insect with a body length of only 0.139 millimeters. And is the smallest known flying insect.
That's bigger than this computer.
He's still talking.
Is it?
A 0.04.
Dang. That's tiny, guys. That's, Bill. What's your famous last words?
I'm Pickle Rick!
Listeners, let me tell you about my game Robo v Dino. You and your friends pick up garbage, which is cool of you, then you throw the garbage at dinosaurs, which isn't cool of you, but it is cool. Fight off fire-breathing T-Rexes and evade charging Dimetrodons in dinosaur habitats like the Dinosaur, the Stocker Exchange, and their arcade. Score points by picking up KO dinosaurs before they wake up and throw them into the dumpsters, claw grabbers, and party boats. Robo V Dino is for players of all ages, skill levels, and for friends that like working together for the high score. But Alex, you say, somehow knowing my name, can I experience this fossil-fueled arcade action single player? That's a yes, my friend, a big yes. Robo V Dino is out now for $4.99 on Windows, Mac, and Linux. Visit Steam and search Robo V Dino. That's R-O-B-O-V-D-I-N-O. Or visit robovdino.com for more info. Now back to your show.